Day 477. Sunday, July 28th. Psalm 45. Psalms 45 1-17 in KJV to the chief musician. Set to the lilies, a contemplation of the sons of Korah. A song of love. My heart is overflowing with a good theme, I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips, therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness, therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces, by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women, at your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also, and your father's house, so the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your lord, worship him. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift, the rich among the people will seek your favor, the royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of your father shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations, therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading plan states, Psalm 45, another Maskil of the Korahites, is, according to its superscription, a love song set to the tune of another song. The perspective is first person singular, see my and I, in verse 1. With the psalmist unusually declaring his excitement over the writing of the psalm. This is evidently a royal wedding song, celebrating a marriage of David or one of his later successors, but with a very clear focus on God's marriage to his chosen nation, ultimately the Messiah and his bride, the Church. The song may have become customary for royal weddings. In verses 2-9 the psalmist addresses the king. Verses 2-5 portray him as a mighty warrior and majestic, just and godly ruler. As Israel's king ruling at God's appointment, David enjoyed glory, majesty, prosperity, blessings, and military victories. Yet David was only a stand-in for Israel's true king, God himself. And this God who interacted with Israel as its divine king, was the one who would later be born into the world as Jesus Christ. See 1 Corinthians 10:4 and our free booklet Who is God? The glories laid out in Psalm 45 were fulfilled in him when the psalmist wrote, God has blessed you forever. Verse 2. O mighty one, verse 3. You are fairer than the sons of men, verse 2. And they will find complete expression when Jesus takes over David's throne at his return, and reigns over all mankind. In verse 6 we find the direct statement, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Since it is clear in context that this is the same person being addressed throughout verses 2-9, the king, some have thought that the psalmist is referring to the human king as God. Others, seeing this as rather problematic, which it certainly is, do not accept the verse as written, and assume some missing words must be read into it. The confusion here is cleared up if we realize that the psalmist is throughout these verses primarily addressing the true king, God, in his marriage to Israel, and the physical ruler in only a secondary, representative sense. Yet many do not like what the next verse then implies. To God the King, verse 6. The psalmist says, Therefore God your God has anointed you. Verse 7. Thus there are two persons, referred to here as God. In fact it could even read, Therefore God, your God has anointed you. Making the point even clearer. The New Testament quotes verses 6-7 to prove the divinity of Christ, see Hebrews 1:8-9, that is, God the Father anointed God the Son Jesus Christ. Indeed the title Christ means anointed, equivalent to the Hebrew derivative Messiah. Anointing with oil represented special consecration for service to God, this being symbolic of the application of God's Spirit. David and his successors were all anointed. Yet his ultimate successor bore the title of anointed, Messiah or Christ, in a special way. Verses 7-8 of Psalm 45 speak of the anointing with fragrant oils making the king glad. That is, he enjoyed the feeling and the smells. Yet this would seem to be symbolic of the Messiah receiving joy through the consecration and application of God's Holy Spirit through various experiences. This also tells us something about the Messiah's personality, because he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, Isaiah 53. 3. Some have the impression that Jesus went through his human life always mournful, dour, and gravely serious. Yet here we learn that Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness more than his companions, the truth expressed here being that Jesus was actually happier and more joyful than other people. And of course, why would he not be? For he lived God's law perfectly, the way of true happiness in life, and he understood God's plan and purpose in detail in full faith without worry or fear. The sorrows he experienced from and for others were within this overall context. In verse 9, king's daughters evidently refers to the queen's attendants, see verse 14, and may signify a representation of other nations at the wedding, just as daughter of Tyre in verse 12, does not refer to an actual daughter but a national power. Perhaps verse 9 means that of all the women before him on earth, the king has chosen the queen, who is dressed in gold from Ophir, meaning from Africa, India, or the Americas. Denoting the finest quality. On a higher level, this would mean that of all the nations on earth, God has chosen Israel. Yet the psalm does not seem to be merely reflecting on the past relationship of God, the pre-incarnate Christ, and the physical nation of Israel. Rather, the focus appears to be forward-looking to the future marriage of Christ to spiritual Israel, the Church, chosen from among all nations and adorned in the true riches of godly character. In verses 10-12, the psalmist addresses the bride. He tells her to shift her allegiance from her father's house and people to the king, her Lord. She is even to worship him, again showing that the king here is divine, as only God is worthy of worship. Compare Revelation 19:10, Revelation 22:8-9. Those of God's church are to put our relationship with Jesus Christ above our loyalty to human parents, and we are to forsake entirely all ties with our former spiritual father. Satan the devil, compare John 8:44. The daughter of Tyre, Psalm 5:12, besides meaning the city of Tyre at the time of David and his successors, is likely the end-time power block of Ezekiel 27, also referred to in Revelation 18 as Babylon. Those who escape its destruction at the end will present a gift or offering in honor of the Messianic King and his glorified bride. Verses 13-17 of Psalm 45 again address the king. Verses 13-14 speak of the preparation of the queen's bridal attire. Related imagery is found in Revelation 19:7-8. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The final two verses, Psalm 45:16-17, speak of children as a product of the king and queen's marriage who will continue as royal leaders in Israel. In the greater picture, the marriage of the Lamb brings sons and daughters into the family of God, resulting in praise of God forever and ever. End.